Strap your bones right into the seat here, people.
Yeah, I never loved that lyric. But you know what I do love? Cruising on down Main Street. You're relaxed and feeling good.
Yeah. Next thing that you know, though, what kid is cruising down Main Street, though?
Like surfing on a sound wave? That sounds lit.
Surfing on a sound wave and...
swinging through the stars.
Swinging through the... Oh, what was that, bro?
You know Mike Stanza, the bane of my existence? So how are you feeling there today? Nice to see you on a Friday.
Thanks. Yeah, we haven't done a Friday in a while.
Oh my god, you know what I want to look at, actually? Listen to this. I'm going to pull up the parental guide on this movie. 2 nudity, 12 violence and gore.
Nudity?
Yeah. Everything else is, frightening scenes is 5. Alcohol and profanity are 1. But violence and gore is 12.
12 out of what?
No, just counts.
Hello, hello.
Hello, everyone.
I am back.
Yeah, if I had applause, I would hit it. Faith is back in the building.
Applause. Anyways.
Welcome, Faith.
Thank you.
Good to be back.
Thank you. I missed one recording week. I apologize, everybody.
Actually, they wrote in. They like Nadine more.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. Betrayal. Okay, well, I guess I'll just, like, head on home.
No, I'm happy to have you back.
Thanks. Well, welcome to this episode of Spooky Siblings. I'm Faith.
I'm Oliver.
Today, we're reviewing When Evil Lurks.
Is this your pick tonight?
Yeah, my pick.
Wow, how'd I get you to pick, actually? I thought you were going to make me.
Well, you said...
But you know what? I did have quite a choice in last week, to be honest with you.
I thought Nadine picked Get Out.
You know, honestly, at first she wanted to watch The Shining.
No way!
But I didn't want, honestly, to watch it without you.
Aww! That
so is I told so sweet. Her we'll book it out.
Okay. I do love The Shining.
Right? I thought we should watch it together.
Aww. Well, my heart is full. So we're watching... We watched When Evil Lurks. It came out this year in 2023. And it was directed by... Oh god, I'm so sorry if I butcher anyone's names. Demian Runa, maybe? Are G's silent? Rugna? This is a decent movie. There's a lot of buzz about it. I see a bunch of TikToks and stuff about.
I actually didn't see anything about it.
Really?
I was surprised, yeah. I was surprised when I saw that it came out this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I've been hearing a lot about it. Everyone's
I thought
like,
I would have seen something.
It's so scary. So I thought we should check it out.
Well, I can't lie, it is scary, actually.
It's scary, yeah, but not scary. Do you want to give me your initial rating?
You know what? Honestly, I gotta think about this fair and square.
Okay.
Because I liked it. You're right, it wasn't the scariest, but you know I gotta bring it a points down for... It's just disgusting.
Why would you bring it points down for it being gross? That would be points up.
Not for me. Like, it's a little gory.
I like the gore.
Yeah.
I gave it a 6 out of 10.
You gave it a 6? Yeah. Okay. See, I wanted to say 6, but...
I was flip-flopping between 6 and 7.
I think 6 is fair. I actually wanted to say 6.
We can't keep agreeing on
Why
things.
Why not?
Well, Nadine said it's not good content.
Don't make it weird, bro. We can agree. Nadine said, oh, it's not good content?
Yeah.
That might be true. Okay, what should I say? Is it 3 then?
No. Okay. No. You can say 6. That's fine.
No, I give it a 3. You give it a 6?
Yeah.
I give it a 3.
A 3?
Yeah, let's try it. See how it works.
Okay, so you really didn't like the gore, huh? I thought the gore was really well done.
Well, I can agree on that. It was well done. It was just plentiful.
Yeah, which
is
great.
And generous.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was like just gratuitous. I thought it was placed well.
It's a little gratuitous.
Really? You thought so? I didn't think so.
Picking the brains out of the boy's head and then eating it, I feel, is a little gratuitous.
Well, I mean...
We saw her walking down the street doing it. Did we need a backup shot for eating it.
Well,
you know, the thing is, like, I don't want to diss that for people that like that style. This is a great movie.
Yeah, maybe. And they
I appreciate it. And you know what? I didn't even have that much of a hard time watching it. Mm-hmm. It's just, oh man, it hurts my stomach.
Really?
Genuinely, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, some stuff. For seeing a head caved in really does it for me.
Yeah, caved in heads are not fun. No, but
that's hard to watch for me.
I liked the eating brain scene. I really liked all of the gore. I thought it was really great.
I appreciated it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I do think I appreciated it. It's just not, if I were to describe my ideal movie, I guess, it wouldn't be this gory. It would be a little bit gory.
I thought this had a great amount of gore.
Yeah, it had a lot. Did.
Yeah. Well, do you want to give me your likes or your dislikes first?
I'll tell you what I didn't like.
Okay.
I wrote down baby mama scene, but I'm trying to remember the whole scene. Oh, it's when he first gets to her house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. You know what I didn't like? Yeah, I got it. He comes in. So he shows up. He knows to his ex-wife's house.
Yeah.
He knows the entire situation. He knows who's in the house, what's going on. And he has an important idea that he needs to get across and needs to communicate well. And, well, I mean, but he's always doing the wrong thing every time.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah.
But in a situation like that, do you walk in, go to the living room.
Start taking your clothes off.
Take all your clothes off and then not explain what's happening. Just say, we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know even what that is.
The stupid meter was pretty high for me on this movie.
Especially for, I'm sorry, what is his name? Pedro?
Yeah, the dad?
Pedro is a homar big time.
Yeah.
I wrote down everything wrong.
He did. He really did. He truly did. It's all on, maybe if that's why he was
ever,
marked.
If you ever feel bad about a mistake, you did not mess up as bad as
he Pedro. He literally forgot absolutely everything he was told. Every single time.
Nothing resonated with him. Everything went in and out.
Oh, don't do that. I'm going to do it. Don't go there. Right don't. Now. He goes there. Like, bruh, listen. You didn't learn?
This is the worst person to have this situation in the hands of.
Right? He has a flashlight. Okay, we can't use the flashlights anymore. Chucks it. Like, bro, why are you breaking the flashlight? You didn't say it's completely useless for the rest of your life. Like, stop. Don't break.
That's what you're mad about.
I hate it when people...
The needless waste of flashlights?
No, just like destroying objects that will come in handy later. Like, just in that kind of universe.
Later, bro, if he doesn't survive this, there is no later.
He was marked. He's the freaking...
He's the father.
Yeah, man. Right? I don't think he's dying. I think everyone else is going to die.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he'll get it eventually.
I don't know. He seemed... Maybe special.
I don't think marked by the Antichrist is a good thing.
No. No, maybe not.
It may mean you'll survive some things, but I don't think it means in any way, shape, or form you're going to survive for indefinitely.
Maybe not indefinitely, but maybe he's going to be a special sacrifice or something.
He does get some praise, though, for sure.
On what?
I mean, like, by the demon.
Oh, yeah, the demon loves him. Yeah, he did exactly what the demon wanted.
Which crazy. Is... Imagine you're a demon and
like you find someone
thousands
so stupid.
Of years, you're trying to get out, you're trying to get birthed, and you stumble on this guy, and he's just like, it's like, yes. It's like your parlay coming together. Every move he's making is just the right move. It's like, man, that's perfect. I didn't even plan for that one. That one was perfect.
Yeah. He's helping the demon. Like, yeah.
Demon is having a laugh through this whole thing.
He found his perfect man.
Yeah.
I gave my stupid meter as at first 3, but it's definitely a 4.
It's a 4 for sure.
It's a 4.
I mean, it might even be a 5, to be honest.
Honestly.
He didn't not make one mistake. He made every mistake that
he
was
did do every,
able to
He
mistake.
Spread the thing.
And
like,
he did them deliberately.
It seemed so. He was stupid.
It
man.
Wasn't really his call, though, to move the... To move it, first of all,
to
I feel
move
like.
The first rotten.
It was...
Uriel?
Yeah, but it was that other guy's call. Ruiz.
Yeah, but Ruiz got it in the end.
Who got it the worst, though?
Who got it the
worst?
Because
everyone got it. What happened to their mom?
Well, she got eaten by His son, for sure. Well, yeah, the hair. He was pulling her hair and her necklace.
Yeah. I forgot about the hair, yeah.
And then when the brother of Uriel, they found him up in the... sleeping with the sheep or whatever.
Yeah.
He was like, I ate part of the first cleaner. And he's like...
Yeah, so that's the one they found in the forest. Yeah. Right?
And then he's like, what happened to your mom? And he said, the same thing that happened to your mother. Mom.
Yeah.
He ate her. Everyone's eating everybody. There's a lot of cannibalism.
So wait, when they went to Uriel's house first, does that mean his mom had already been eaten and that was like just an apparition or something?
No. He ate her after
they left?
They took her, yeah. Because then he came to the house by himself. He's like, I don't know where my mom is, but he knows that he ate her.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Because he said, I had a voice in my head.
Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha. Yeah.
So Pedro is a big, big dummy guy. And I mean, so is Jaime, crashing his car for no reason.
I still don't quite get what happened there, to be honest. There's a couple things I'm a little bit confused about. What? He slammed into the tree.
Yeah, well, he ran over Sabrina, the undead Sabrina.
Right.
And then...
He went into that tree going pretty fast.
Yeah.
He was cool after that?
Well, I mean, I think he didn't seem like that hurt. Maybe he just walked back. He really didn't seem that hurt to me. He had a little blood on his forehead, yeah, but he didn't seem dead. He just got into a little fender bender.
That was not a little fender bender. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, he hit that thing hard.
Yeah. Well,
wouldn't be cool after that.
I mean, yeah, but it just seems like some people's injuries kind of magically go away.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, and it's I don't really like that plot
to it. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Like, he should have been covered in blood, obviously, because his head was bleeding. But maybe he made it back to the house and cleaned up. But I don't know. Yeah, it just kind of seems meh.
He hit a tree pretty hard.
Yeah. You should be concussed.
For sure.
And your face should be bruised up.
Yeah.
Like, where are the cuts on your forehead where you're bleeding out of? Right? Yeah.
You know, but to be honest, I don't have much more than that.
Yeah, truly. I don't have too many dislikes. Just how stupid Pedro and Jaime were.
They are stupid. Mm-hmm. But I guess the story is about the stupidest people who birthed the demon.
It's kind of like a comedy, in a sense.
It is almost comedic how they keep making every wrong move. Mm-hmm. So it is true. It is almost funny. There was actually at one point I was like, man, this guy just keeps doing exactly what the demon wants. I think it was when he went into the room and the lady was like...
To go get the axe.
Please not leave me alone.
Don't leave me alone. They're going to kill me. Please do not get the axe. It's a trap. It's a trap.
He didn't even acknowledge her.
He's like, no, you're stupid. I'm going to go get the axe.
Didn't even look at her.
Yeah, like the woman who's been dealing with these things in her life and actually hunting and killing them. She was
literally his only hope.
And he did not listen to her. Yeah, that's true.
I think, yeah, at that point I was actually kind of laughing at how he kept making every wrong move.
Yeah. Maybe he was possessed in some capacity because...
Yeah, maybe,
that
right?
was just so stupid. Likes list? Do you want to tell me your likes?
You know what? That's the thing. I got a lot of likes, actually.
Okay, hit me.
One little thing. I think it was kind of right at the beginning. No, it was when they were going out of town with Uriel's body for the first time, the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a kid in the road, and they swerve, and they don't hit the kid, and they don't flip the truck over. I love that.
Oh,
that was great. I don't know what the point really in the end was of the whole swerve kid maneuver.
I think it was to say like, oh, Uriel fell out
there. Sure.
Yeah, there.
Fair enough. But
they didn't flip enough for that big fatty to freaking fall out of the thing.
I agree.
He was massive. How is he going to get out of the trunk by himself? And it didn't like.
I think they're assuming he fell out.
It.
Not he got up and walked out.
They made it sound like he got up and walked out.
No, I don't think that's what they meant. I think they meant he fell out when.
But how is he gonna fall out? The tailgate was up.
That guy weighs 1,000 pounds, bro. He could break the hinge on that old.
But it was. Yeah, but he wasn't in a position to break the hinge, and there was some of his ooziness on the tailgate. Did you not see that?
His ooze, for sure, yeah.
It was on the tarp covering the trunk and on the tailgate.
Yes.
There was ooziness. So, it seemed like he got up and left. Okay,
maybe you're right. Well, this guy obviously can get up and move around, right?
He's a demon. Yeah, as we could tell by the head poking out of the stage.
The fatness is like
I don't think trick. It's a... Yeah, okay, that's fair. So, maybe he did get up and maybe that was a diversion and... He got up and jumped out and... Because how are kids going to drag this big guy to the freaking school? Definitely he can move.
For sure he can move.
I liked the oozing. I liked like...
You liked the ooze,
yeah, hey? When they were moving him. Oh, he's just God. Like... It's just wetness and it's yellow.
I
wouldn't say
I like that, but I can definitely stomach that a lot better. Like that doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, oh yeah, I love that. But I thought it was like a really good touch. I thought it was like... Because, like, when you call people rotten, like, the rotten.
It was rotten.
It was truly rotten. And they really conveyed that very nicely.
I think so, with all the pus and the ooze.
Yeah.
And the
general... Yeah, just dripping with ooze.
General drip, yeah. But, yeah, he was horrific, really.
Yeah.
That was really gross.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, at first, I thought... They were calling him, like, the rotten because, oh, maybe he has, like, cancer or something and they didn't know how to treat that back then.
Yeah, at the very beginning, I thought he was just sick and they were like, yeah, he's the possessed one.
But he was possessed.
No, yeah, you quickly figure out who he's actually possessed too, yeah. Yeah.
Any other?
The goat scene.
Mm-hmm. You don't like goats.
No, actually, I do.
Oh, you're saying you don't like them.
Yeah, no, I don't even know how to, like, I don't mean that.
I like goats. I always wanted a pet goat and call him Black Phillip.
That's weird. That's weird.
Why?
I don't think they're great pets, dog. They stink. I don't know how their pooping habits are, but I assume it's pretty heavy.
Oh, for sure. They're always constantly eating. And
they
eat,
like, dude, you can't feed them. They need a whole field.
Yeah, I know. Well, I would like one, maybe, eventually.
A goat would eat this backyard in, like, half a day, dude. Who destroy it.
Yeah, they'd be hungry. But,
must be nice, though, to be that hungry all the time and you eat grass.
Yeah.
Right?
Because it's everywhere.
Slick.
But they can eat they eat everything.
Yeah, they'll eat everything. But grass is, like, to them, like...
Yeah.
You just walk around. Grass is everywhere, man. That's sick.
My favorite food. It's like going outside and you have smash burgers all over
Imagine, just all over the place, growing out of the ground, right? It's a beautiful thought, actually.
Right?
I'm happy for goats that way.
Right? But yeah, that scene was pretty cool. I liked how it was kind of charged. It was like kind of calling his bluff, like, freaking come at me, sort of.
Oh, that's beautiful. Like I don't think I've ever seen, like, an animal talking done well besides, like, say, the witch.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't...
Well, it's not like they show his mouth moving.
Exactly, yeah.
It just cuts to her listening to him.
Yeah, I see a lot of imagination.
Yeah.
And this personifies a goat, oh my God, so much in such a scary way. Like, mm-hmm. What a way to communicate that you know there's a demon in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? That's actually possible that an animal doesn't know what a gun would be and just would walk up to it like that.
Yeah, but he shot it. He let out a shot.
That's true, and he's the only one who stayed behind.
Yeah, yeah. They all left. Yeah, and he's like, the only
that's
one.
So spooky.
And puts the gun up to his head.
To point it at it, and like, it walks up to it. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that kind of concept there.
That was really well done. I really liked that.
Yeah, I thought that was a great scene.
Yeah, and then the axe ultimately
comes back. Yeah, him. See, that's where, like...
That's kind of where it loses you?
That's a bit much for me. The movie doesn't lose me, but the...
I mean, when she axes his head,
yeah,
I thought that was decent. That was good.
Me too.
But when she starts doing it to herself, I'm like, is that possible? Like,
you know, on the first blow. You know, I question the possibility of that too.
Maybe the first blow, but not three.
You could pull off... But you know what? It would be hard to pull off a straight...
Yeah.
Axe pull at your head backwards.
Hard enough.
Think about the like the gravity, the center of gravity.
Yeah.
For an axe, it's not wieldy backwards. It's only wieldy when the when the weight is down.
Yeah. Either that woman is friggin' super strong.
Or... Yeah. Or maybe she's possessed. Yeah. But they can't kill itself, right? So I don't think so. She did it out of like sheer will, bro. That's that's strong.
Yeah. I guess so.
Oh, yeah. He used both bullets. That's a stinger.
Oh, yeah. He did. He did. The warning shot and then the one on the goat.
Yeah.
But she did warn him, like, don't kill him with a gun. Like,
yeah, but she didn't warn him, I'm taking an axe to your head.
Well, I think she was like, if you kill him with a gun, he's going to possess us. So I think she just kind of put each other out of each one's misery.
No, absolutely. She was dedicated. She had a mission. She believed in it. She did it.
Yeah.
But I think maybe if you say, don't shoot that goat or else I'm going to take an axe to your head.
Well,
maybe that does a better convincing. I think
we have learned in this movie that these men aren't really listening.
It's true. It's true.
So I think it's...
That is a definite theme for sure. They're
they're just not hearing
these anyone.
Women
talk. Not even the other men, to be honest. But no, especially actually. The women couldn't matter less, to be honest.
Even the men. They're not listening to the men either. They're just doing what they want.
Yeah, they're not listening to each other. They're not collaborating.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad all around.
Because multiple times in this movie they have said, do not kill it with a gun. Do not...
So many times. So many times.
So many times they've said that. And they still... Before he killed the goat, they said it like 2 or 3 times before then. Maybe. I'm pretty sure. But it's like, okay, maybe something should click for them, but nothing like, ever. Like, everything fell
but
right.
It's like, but I really want to shoot it. Like,
yeah.
How do you get over that? It's the easiest way. You can't lie, man.
Like, you can't just axe a goat to death, bruh. Like, put some work in.
It's hard to talk someone down from shooting something they want to shoot.
Yeah, but like.
If you're focused on something like, dog, I'm going to shoot that one. Everyone's looking for something to shoot.
Okay, but if your wife is heavily pregnant and you have this disease-like possession spreading, don't you think, oh, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't risk it.
Absolutely.
And he did not think that at all.
He just wanted to shoot it.
He just wanted to shoot it.
He might have hurt her, but he wanted to shoot it more than not shooting it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
More than her plan, which involved not shooting it.
And living.
Yeah, well.
So they're dead. They're gone. I liked a couple scenes. One where Pedro is holding, I don't know how to say his name. His son's Jair. Name.
It was something like Jair.
Yeah, so his severely autistic kid, this poor child. He's holding him, he's taking him downstairs, and the mom and new husband walk in the door, and they're screaming and crying, and he's just there standing with him. He's like, are you gonna get in my way, sort of thing. I like the chaotic kind of scenes, like there's so much going on and you're trying to take it all in.
It was pandemonium for a while there. That was an uncomfortable scene, man.
Yeah,
for a while.
Yeah. I did like the setup of the dog and the girl.
Yeah. I gotta say, this movie deserves a score on its jump scares.
Yeah, definitely.
Got me. No cheap jump scares.
Nope.
Deliberately skip the attempts for cheap jump scares.
Definitely, yeah.
And good, thoughtful, well-timed jump scares. Not many.
No, but they got me.
Yeah, sure. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like the setup with the dog. Because, you know, like, you saw the dog smelling the clothes and... Everyone's like, don't let that, like that. It gets the animals first. Don't be around animals.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the dog getting possessed by the clothes, though. Come on. It should require a little bit more than that.
Like what?
The clothes got it?
I guess. Well, I guess maybe some of the ooze got on the clothes.
It wasn't even, there was ooze on the clothes?
Definitely
ooze. If there's ooze on the clothes, that's different.
I'm pretty sure there was ooze on the clothes.
Okay, I take it back.
Because remember, he could smell it on him in the car, and they're like, did you get anything on you? Like, did you touch him? And he's like,
but he was lying, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Okay, I buy it. I don't love it, but I buy it.
Okay, that's fair. But the setup was good. And the whole scene
the setup for the dog was great. Yeah.
And the whole scene of him snapping her neck was
Jesus,
exactly what I would imagine.
Yeah, that's probably what it
was. I thought, like, honestly, yeah, it was going to be way more gory than that. So yeah, I
thought it was kind of tasteful that they didn't go too gory.
I'm glad that they didn't go too gory on the dog attack.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it sucks. Like, it does happen, and nobody likes that. Everyone loves dogs. Some people like kids.
Everyone likes kids. Well,
I don't want to say everyone, but
I don't think there's anyone who wants kids to get chomped.
Exactly. Nobody wants that to happen. So the way they did it was kind of clean and not gross.
It was scary, but I felt like it was tasteful.
We knew it was going to happen. Hard. It was tasteful.
I think it was deliberate.
Yes.
Yeah, I appreciated that, honestly. But I appreciated, honestly, that whole family scene. Man, it was painful hearing their mother just yell and scream and cry and swear. God, it was really strong. Total pandemonium, and it was one of the scariest parts of the movie, and not scary in any paranormal way.
Very tense.
Yeah, very tense and just scary in a family way, which is scary.
Yes, it is pretty scary. I did also like when Mirtha, when she was like telling Jaime, like, no, look at him, he's possessed.
Yeah, that was
good. And his hands are like
that was
messed
freaky.
Up and like purpley almost.
Yeah, like backwards.
Yeah, they were nasty looking. And how she was like, it's trying to figure out his mind so it can possess him, but it's trapped right now. But eventually it figures out map to his mind and takes control and eats the grandmother. That poor grandmother. Yeah. She was so cute.
Yeah, she was really cute.
She was like exactly as a grandmother would be. Poor thing.
Yeah. A beautiful scene too when Jair comes in the house talking to his grandma.
And she's just in shock.
Yeah, that is so scary.
That gave me instant goosebumps.
Yeah.
Because it was like so well done. That was perfect. Oh, grandma, will you make me some tea? Will you make me something to eat? I don't want to get sick. Oh, man. Perfect. Because maybe the demon didn't know he can't talk and function by himself.
Oh, no.
Right?
No, I don't think so. I think the demon would know that for sure.
You think the demon would know that?
I think he would know that the grandma would know that, and the grandma would instantly know.
Get scared?
What's going on when he walks in there talking.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think that's the kind of thing a demon does.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, I guess because she said it kind of feeds off fear. So, yeah, you're right.
For sure. If you knew someone personally like that, that would be scary.
Yeah, they just
to be
get
in
up
her
and
shoes.
Walk. Yeah, oof. She knew she was done for in that moment.
For sure.
Poor grandma. She was wonderful.
I didn't realize it actually eats people. That's kind of sick.
If you're going to be a demon, you might as well eat people.
Yeah, but like, do they get hungry? we don't need to get into demon lore. It's all right.
Do they get hungry? I don't know that. I couldn't tell you. I haven't met one.
Who was the first people, Uriel's family? Were they like racist towards them or?
Yeah, maybe. I think they were kind of a little maybe witchcrafty.
Oh, you think? Just maybe a little spooky?
Yeah, they seemed a little outcasty.
They were definitely outcasts. They didn't want them staying in their. They were definitely outcasts.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, why were they being outcasted?
I don't know. They said something about them coming into town. I don't know exactly. Because they blamed them for bringing this into their house, so probably they
were. Yeah, that seemed like a
witchcrafty types.
Wow.
Maybe herbalist.
I think it seems pretty representative of what's specifically been said towards a certain
group of people.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah, definitely. I think that's.
Oh, but this is. Sorry. You know what's weird for me? I keep feeling like I put it in a rural Spain context, but it's not.
No.
It's Argentina.
Yeah.
Huh, maybe
so maybe they're like, more like native to that land, and they obviously do some.
Maybe, yeah.
You
that's,
know,
yeah, maybe.
They're not as modern, maybe.
You know what? I'm sorry for bringing this up. I feel like we're just trying to figure out who's. I'm just trying to figure out who's being racist to what group. Let's not speculate as to who's racist to who. But okay. It definitely felt like there was
some tension. Don't like them.
They didn't like. I felt like maybe they just don't like them personally, but I felt like they didn't like their kind. So
yes, exactly. Yeah, I got that feeling too.
But I didn't know what their kind was, and I'm not assuming what their kind was. And we're not assuming any kinds, specifically disliking any other kinds of
people. Well, they didn't like a certain kind of people, but we don't know what that kind is.
No, I couldn't pinpoint it. They just looked a little...
different. No. They looked different
they
from them.
They definitely looked different, yeah. They had curly black hair.
Mm-hmm. They were darker. I think maybe they were more native to the land.
Because... you know what? That's a good theory. Let's just run with that. There was something I noticed about, like, these small objects that Jaime kept seeing. Like, when they were first moving Uriel, there was, like, a pack of cards or something?
Yeah.
Did that come back into...
No, play? I didn't see... I don't think so.
But you saw that scene, right?
I saw, yeah, because they kind of stopped on it, and I'm like, oh, that's going to come up again.
Did you see what card it was? It was a black card, for sure.
It was black.
Or was that just, like, the case or something?
I think maybe it was a Joker case. Maybe it was just the case of the...
the pack of cards.
Yeah, right? But there was a pack of cards. There was the gun they stopped on. There was, like, a single bullet they stopped on.
The single bullet. But that single bullet was in the back of the truck, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So how does it come back to the five bullets that they take out of... oh, was that their truck that they took?
It was Ruiz's truck.
Oh, that was Ruiz's truck.
Yeah.
Confused now.
I appreciated the lore in this movie that it's like, it could spread like a disease, like a sickness.
Right.
And not just a demon just jumps and chooses who, but it's like whoever's kind of in the vicinity, and it's like just trying to create more chaos rather than what we usually see in some exorcist movies, that it's just this one person. You have to take it out of this one person, but really it's just taking a lot. Everybody in this movie, and I thought that was pretty cool. I like that kind of idea.
Yeah, very true. But it is only occupying one person at a time, right? Or is it occupying multiple people at the same time? The kids.
The demon itself needs to be birthed out of Uriel.
Understand.
But I think it has the influence over all of these people.
That's impressive. But it does, like, occupy someone. Like, what about when the daughter, she clearly dies.
Comes back.
Yeah, but it's not her when she comes back.
No.
It looks like the demon's kind of more so occupying her, less than just influencing. How do you influence a dead person? I don't know. Where am I going with this?
Are you okay?
No. What I like, actually, what I found really scary was how, like, each transition, like, each person it went to kind of seemed like it got stronger.
Yeah.
And it got closer to its goal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at first, I guess we first see it in Uriel, which seems pretty docile.
It seems like it can't do anything.
Can't do anything, really. And then a goat, which, I mean, is a little more useful, I guess. And then I don't know what happens with the farmers, but then very quickly it's the dog, which is now pretty mobile unit. Got a lot of options there. Then into the girl, who has a lot of influence.
And then into the father, the new husband father, when he runs over Sabrina.
Yeah, you know, actually, I wanted to talk about that, too.
When the little girl, Vicky, she was like, Daddy's going to come back and kill you.
Yeah, oh my God. was he trying to hit her? What was going on
there? For sure, yeah. He was just trying to kill as many people as possible.
Okay, fair. I feel like, did we see a scene where he was like, oh, it's because he killed the dog.
Yeah,
he killed the dog. What am I talking about?
He killed the dog with the gun.
He shot the dog, yeah.
Shot the dog, gets into him.
That's perfect jump. If you're a demon, that's the snake eyes right there.
straight into that.
That's a royal flush.
Exactly. Kills the mom. Mom comes back undead.
Kind of seems like at that point it gets strong enough to occupy multiple people.
Well, yeah, because as they said, the town went dark, they're following protocol, so no electrics, but it seems like maybe the town's just already gone. My question is, so they drove 500 kilometers out of their town to this new town where they lost the body, and they just, that's okay. And
yeah, they're just like, okay, well, you wanna go back home?
Yeah.
Or...
yeah.
I think we did it, right?
Yeah. Idiots. So then that town gets possessed.
So they dumped it into a much more densely populated town.
I guess so.
That's what it seemed like.
I feel like a lot of parts in this movie were a little confuddled a little bit to me.
I agree.
Because I feel like as we're talking about it, we're trying to like make sense of
some things. Yeah, we're trying to make some lines, make some connections for sure.
And there's really not much.
I don't think it's that deep, to be honest with you. But, you know, I'm not mad. I don't think it's supposed to be that deep.
No.
See, like, we watched a movie where there was so little attention to story that we were upset. But I feel like this had enough to where it can just focus on being scary.
I guess so. It had
good bones. Of the story. Definitely had good bones.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because
props for the bones on this movie.
Strap those bones to the seat.
Yeah, wait, we can't say that. That's CBS, is that bro. Is that sorry? Trademark. Or PBS. Which one is that?
PBS.
PBS?
Yeah.
CBS? Are they different?
Yeah, bruh.
One doesn't like old other? Isn't it all CBS or
something? No. PBS is public, so it's like government.
Oh, run. Good call. So it's not PBS then, it's CBS. No. It was PBS. Strap your bones right to. Yeah, I didn't love that lyric, honestly.
Anyways.
Even as a kid, that lyric bothered me. I was like, that's not a good that's not a good lyric.
I never thought that deeply about the Arthur theme song.
I think that's one of the first bad lyrics that ever stuck out at me. It's like that's strap your
bones. That one, didn't you hear Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time before then?
Probably not. No, before Magic School Bus. I heard Magic School Bus since I could form memories. I
guess remember so. Magic School Bus. Oh, why did I say Arthur? Yeah, Magic School Bus.
You thought we were talking about Arthur?
Yeah. What?
No, okay, Arthur's theme song does not have one miss. Every lyric is a hit in Arthur's theme song.
Why am I confused on that? Yeah, you're right. The Arthur theme song is great.
Open up your eyes, open up your ears.
Get together and make things
better.
By working together.
Link and build. That's what they were saying. Link and build. Back in what, 1993?
Yeah, they're saying we're stronger together than apart.
Look at that, man. Yeah, I liked Arthur.
We must remember that for the revolution. Speaking of the bones.
I don't think you can say revolution. You're going to get us demonetized.
Let's get monetized first.
You're going to get us demonetized before we even have the chance to get monetized.
Okay, cut it then. Cut that.
No, we got to maintain our edge.
Oh.
That's the thing, though.
Oh, okay. So we have to
We'll sell out when we get there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You maintain your edge until you sell out.
I don't want to sell out.
Oh, we'll see how you feel when you get the chance to sell out.
Sorry, everybody. Anyways, so speaking of the bones, good bones for this movie. They have this really bad nursery rhyme that the grandmother tries to sing. Doesn't make any lyrical sense.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like it sounded all right, but yeah, it's one of those songs where the lyrics just don't flow. I feel like it flowed better in Spanish.
Really? I didn't even think it
flowed it wasn't good great. In Spanish. It wasn't either. Great. I'm just trying to shoot at something. It wasn't great, to be honest.
It was very bad.
But you know what? That's hard. Like, to write a nursery song. Nursery rhyme.
I mean, just. Yeah, okay. You're right.
Yeah, you just got to copy one that exists.
Already. That's what I mean. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, most nursery rhymes are in public domain. Right. Yes. So it's like. I don't know. I'm not going to sing. I'm not going to do this. But anyways.
Oh, I thought we were going to get there. Let me produce you, bro.
Okay, let's think. Ring Around the Rosie.
Okay. Don't eat the goo.
Don't
even look at the goo.
Don't use electrical lights.
Rotten in the bedroom.
Stay away from the rotten.
Rotten.
Stay away
from the rotten. That was really bad.
Yeah, that was bad. That was hard. I think we could come up with something if we had more time. Anyways.
I think we could come up with a better one than that one, I'll tell you that much.
Definitely. But they had the seven rules. So, I mean, that nobody followed. Nobody followed these rules. Nope. They're all idiots, honestly, except for poor Martha. She knew the rules. She tried to follow them, and nobody would listen to her.
She tried to save the world, bro. Think about that. She was, like, doing her darndest, to save the world from the birth of a demon.
Yeah. And all he had to do was show her his the nape of this guy's neck.
And he just couldn't care less, man. Yeah. He's he's like, nah, I can handle it.
I'm going to go get the axe. Chop down all these kids. But like, yeah, bruh. He's
definitely a narcissist. He does not care about anyone.
That's why his wife left him.
Opinions. Yeah, probably. Did she say that?
Well, on the phone, when they were on the phone with the kind of possessed undead Sabrina, she was like, you're not a man and blah, blah, blah. You know, just eating into his insecurities. But he seems like a loser because he wasn't paying child support. He wasn't helping her. He definitely hasn't talked like to his kids.
Yeah, he hasn't seen his kids. Yeah.
So he's definitely a loser.
I agree.
See your kids, folks. But
If you got them.
But yeah, but honestly, I don't know how he was going to turn this big dude around, honestly. Like, how is he going to turn him around to show her the name of his neck?
Yeah,
He was massive.
I didn't know what she was expecting either, to be honest.
One man is going to move that dude. It took three of them with a blanket to carry him out. I was kind of
thinking, like, bro, you can help him out a little. Like, okay, I know he's been a jerk up until this point, but, like, you guys both got to get this done. Yeah. You're kind of just standing there.
It's set up, though. The instrument is set up, girl. Like, get in there. The
thing obviously weighs 800 pounds.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can ask all you want, demand all you want, but I don't think you understand that he's not moving that thing.
No, but
three of them barely could do it.
Right? How is he gonna move? And and when he's pulling out the dead bodies from the stage, she's like, "Hurry up, like, girl, you lift the freaking rigor mortis freaking body. Like, what? Yeah, dead weight.
Imagine rigor mortis. You gotta like finesse him
Complete dead weight. You're asking him to lift it from below him. Yeah, she all was the being way up.
A little bossy there. A little bossy. Lie. She was being a little demanding.
Maybe if she did some a teamwork,
little, yeah,
he yes. would have listened to her more.
A little understanding would have went a long way in that scenario.
So ultimately, it's her fault.
True. And that's definitely how he sees it.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
At the end, when he's crying, it's because he's like, Mirta.
This idiot woman.
Was that your stomach, the chair, or the dog?
Okay, anyways, the rules for this.
You want to talk about the stupid rules, bro? Yeah, whatever.
No, we don't need to talk about the rules. No,
it's okay, man. Whatever. We're here already, bro. We're all here to hear you talk about the rules.
No, I don't talk about them anymore. Okay, yeah, so we learned that the rules are no electric lights, stay away from animals, don't take anything of theirs, don't hurt them, don't name them, don't shoot them.
Was don't take anything of theirs the bullet?
Oh, maybe, because he did.
The kid only had 5 bullets when he gave them the gun. He didn't take one bullet out.
Yeah, but there was the bullet in the back of the truck.
The demon put that there.
Yeah. Ah, so I could find them. That makes sense.
Look at that connecting line.
Okay, we're connecting.
I think that's legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's speculation.
That's actually pretty good. And then maybe don't take nothing of theirs. Like, he did take her kids, and they did show the light out of that teddy bear, so maybe it was very easy for her to find them.
I think this is specifically talking about the rotten, though. What were the first ones?
The first one was no electric lights, because that's how they can find you.
Right.
Stay away from animals.
Yeah, they definitely had bad experiences with the animals.
Yeah. Don't take nothing of theirs. Don't hurt them.
Which they did at every opportunity they had to hurt them and shoot them with a gun.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're going to hurt them, you have to kill them with a gun or an axe. Not a gun, sorry. An axe or that axe instrument. Maybe.
Oh,
yeah.
Was that literally... I thought that was like a thing for the... Never mind.
Well, there was that big old sword thing that she was going to stab through the nape of his neck.
You're absolutely right. Clarify me, what's the nape?
Right here.
The back?
Yeah, where like your head meets your neck.
Nice.
Don't name them, which the grandmother wanted to name every single demon she's ever known her whole life. She's learned, she named every single one.
Yeah, all the big all ones. Of them. All the good ones. All the hits.
Yeah, she named all of the hits, and which eventually took the son. And don't shoot them, Don't shoot them. They
could not get enough of shooting them.
Just don't shoot them, bro.
I think it's, to be fair though, like, imagine there's a demon over there. You have a gun in your hand, and it's pointed at the demon, and someone goes, don't shoot it. And you're like, I really feel like I should shoot that thing.
Okay, fair, but they're saying if you shoot it, it will spread. That's not how to get rid of it. True. Then I wouldn't shoot
it. Which is really terrible because...
You'd want to.
Like, who made that rule? The demon?
Well, yeah.
The demon's like, man, these people are going to love to want to shoot whatever you appear as. So if we make the rule, don't shoot us, like, I think that'll work really in our favor.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, demons have been around longer than guns. So maybe it's
true, just... True, right? Like, way longer.
Yeah, pretty long. So I think it's just not a form in which they can be killed. And don't be afraid of dying, which is kind of difficult. Is that really a rule? Yeah. The last one, that's when Mirtha said the last... Because the grandmother kind of cut off on the last one. She never finished it.
Yeah.
And then Mirtha finishes the rule, don't be afraid of dying. That's the last rule, which I feel like they all were. But then they split up. So that's another stupid point.
I don't know what else I have. Honestly, not much.
I have a few things.
Written down.
I have a few things.
I'm looking forward to hearing them.
Okay. The scene where Sabrina, the undead Sabrina, comes to the house to collect her kids. And she puts her bloody handprint on the window. And then she jumps off the balcony, blah, 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 blah. And then it's like the car's kind of like covered in blood and and handprints all over. I love that scene. That was pretty cool for me. I like that.
Yeah, that's scary.
That was scary because it's like, how many people were touching that car?
It was a good jump scare. It actually kind of got me.
Yeah.
She just put her hand on the window.
Yeah. Ooh, gross. Also, actually, there was this kind of like thing that kept happening. It was like a stick figure the children were drawing. We see in the kid, the son, the autistic son. So he drew a picture of like four or five little stick men and then one in the middle and then the son on top.
Right. Okay.
And then we see that again in the school with the children. So I think that was kind of a nod.
The paper cutout.
Yeah. I think that was kind of a nod to the birth of the Antichrist. But I thought that was pretty cool. I like the little details.
The complete difference between when she just put her hand on the car and then coming out and it's covered in blood is a good change for sure.
Yeah, because like when did that even have time to happen?
Yeah, and what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Jair, man.
I know. I feel so bad for him. Honestly, I really loved when he goes back to the stage and his head is just poking out.
I like that too a lot.
It looked so awesome. It was so awesome. Oh, but poor Mirtha really got it good. Honestly, the only one who could have saved the world was dead because of some idiot's
hammer right to the forehead.
Yeah.
That's a bad way to go.
And being overpowered by kids, like, ugh.
Flashbacks to the Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah. I really love when the bad guys win.
I know you do. I was thinking that. I was thinking Faith's going to be excited about that.
Yeah, especially in scary movies. Like, it was perfect. It was a great scene. I love how it ended.
I thought so, too, to be honest.
Yeah, and he's, like, covered in this very thick, viscous blood.
Viscera.
Viscera and blood. Yes, our favorite word on the show, viscera. And he marks him. The marks are really cool.
Imagine, like, okay, you just went through this whole ordeal. Everyone you know is dead.
Yeah, and you're expecting to die in that moment. Yeah,
somehow you're not. You're almost looking up at life. Almost. And then you wash your face and look in the mirror.
Yeah.
And you realize you've been marked by a demon.
But I loved that whole scene. The marking, the birth. It was beautiful. It was wonderful.
I really did too. And you know what's great about this movie? It has great demon fun.
Yeah.
Like,
the demons really won in this one.
So how many movies do we have about demons?
Yeah. And it's always about, like, God and
believe. Sometimes they take the fun out of it.
They really do.
And, sometimes they try to have too much fun with it and they go too deep.
Yeah.
And, you know, they lose me. This was, like, good demon fun. It was not fun, really, but, like...
I thought it was.
Watching a movie about a demon done this way is fun. Like, it's...
It's really, very refreshing.
Yeah, I honestly liked this movie.
I liked it too. It was just
I might bump my score up to a 7.
Oh yeah?
You know, the acting was good.
The acting was good, yeah.
The dialogue was good for the most part.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It was shot well. Yeah. I liked that it was widescreen. Mm-hmm. You'll always get me with widescreen.
Yeah. He did a good job on this movie for sure. I really loved it.
I want to give props to the writer. Because that's a solid horror movie. It's not the best. It's far from the worst.
Definitely.
Very solid.
I didn't see how, why everyone was saying it was so scary. Like, it's really not. It's a good movie, but
it wasn't that scary, to be honest. When I, how do you measure scary? How do you measure, like, this movie was scary, this one wasn't scary? Because this, like, had the traits, you know what I mean? It's horrifying.
Yeah,
it's why was it not scary?
Why was it not scary? I don't know.
I feel like the only really, like, I feel like the way to measure scary is, like, tension. Like, how often you feel that, like...
Yeah, and I felt like I didn't feel that.
Not really, right? Mm-mm. Kind of saw what was coming.
There was tension just in the dog scene, basically, but
that was a bit tense.
But you...
The whole family scene was a bit tense.
Yeah, but most of the scenes, you could tell where it was going. You knew kind of what was going to happen.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. I didn't get that tense feeling a lot.
Yeah, I wasn't tense at all.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say it was the scariest movie, but like it has elements of a scary movie.
Great scenes, great elements. It was really fun to watch.
I would say great horror movie, not the scariest movie, but
yeah.
I don't know how to describe it other than good demon fun. Like,
yeah, it really was. The demons really
came up in this movie. It was as advertised. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe I will bump it up to a 7 because because the demon did win.
I thought that was going to garner a higher score from you.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I'm overlooking that too much because, like, thinking...
Not only did they win, like, they got, like, they won. Like,
yeah.
They killed everybody and literally birthed the demon. Like, they got it all.
Because it's usually like, oh, we got so close to it. Maybe better luck next time.
They got the whole 9 yards.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I will bump it up to a 7 too because I really do love that talking about it. I was kind of caught up in the things I didn't like, I think, but that is pretty perfect. Okay, final score?
All things considered, I want to say 7.
Yeah, I'm going to say a 7 too. Stupid, we're giving 4. We're pretty agreeable on this movie.
To be honest, yeah, there wasn't that much to cut it. Like, it was, they were stupid. I'm going to say a 5, personally.
Okay, I'm going to stick with a 4.
Scary, though.
Spooky meter.
2?
Yeah, I gave it a 3 just because it had great scenes and I liked the premise of it, but for me it
was... If body horror scares you, it's going to be a 4.
Yeah, but it didn't scare me in the slightest. It got me on the jump scares, but I mean, that doesn't really make a scary movie.
The jump scares are just like the sprinkles on the donut.
The little sprinkles. But all in all, good movie.
Good movie, good directing choices.
Yeah.
Good writing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, if you love body horror, watch this. Any of you like horror movies at all, watch this probably.
Yeah.
Very gross and very good.
But don't believe everybody when they say it's the scariest movie of 2023. It really isn't.
Not for me. Definitely for some people, I see that, but.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's us.
That was a good episode.
Yeah, I enjoy talking to you.
Wow, I enjoy talking to you too. Now, a word from our sponsors really quick.
Good night, everybody, and happy spooks.
Happy spooking.